Hi, I'm Jessica, aka Deep State, and today we're talking about 2021 the remixes.
How does it feel looking back on your debut EP that released this time last year? And do you think your style has changed since then?
Yeah, feels like it's been longer than that. It's kind of weird. It feels like a lot has changed since then. I guess looking back now, it's interesting to see how much my tastes or like my focus or musical focus has changed in that time. I mean, like, very proud of that release, but I probably would never make something like that again, which I guess is kind of a cool thing with releasing music, is that you can explore different genres and styles, and that's definitely what I've been doing for the last year. So I had another release as well, which was quite different. Yeah, mostly just very interesting to see how much things have changed in a short amount of time, I guess.
The Deep Summer EP that you mentioned there has a more dance-focused style to it. How did that tie into the timeline around 2021 and your remixes record? And do you think that's the direction you see your music moving towards for future releases?
I made that very shortly after I released 2021, and I was just getting really back into like garage and sort of darker and also faster sort of styles of music. And I really didn't think that it would do that well. Like, I wasn't sure anyone was gonna like it or be interested in it, but it ended up doing way better than I thought, which I was really stoked with. And yeah, I'm still very proud of that one. I think that was like a bit of a turning point for me in terms of production. I'm sort of sticking a bit more with that sound these days, I'd say.
How'd you come up with the idea, and when did you decide you wanted to release a remixes record?
So it was Zach's idea. So Zach from Sun Return, who released the EP and is releasing the remixes EP. He came to me with the idea because they had done one not too long ago with Amamelia's release Wow, and it turned out really great. And he just sort of, I guess he was talking about it like a way of extending the release in some sort of way, and like a good chance to sort of collaborate, I guess. So I really liked that idea, and I also just really wanted to see how people would reinterpret and rework the songs. So yeah, that's kind of why we did it. We sort of made a list of people that we thought would be cool to ask, and Liam was like way up the top somewhere. I just think that they are super talented and have a really interesting sound, I guess, that, I don't know, it feels quite unique, or there isn't a lot of it around. So I really wanted to get them to do a remix, because I knew that also, like, whatever they came up with would be quite different to the original, which I think they achieved that really well. The song is fantastic. When I heard it, I was like messaging them like, this is incredible, oh my god. So yeah, I think they did super well. I love that track.
Yeah, we could watch the sunlight. We've been up since last night. Hypnotized by the sunshine. We don't usually go outside.
Looking up to the sky. Go cool with the solar flare. Making us rub our eyes, now we're blind. Trying to find the city's very best king Kai. Danny, the number one late night hit franchise. I'm going deep. Fully customized, build my own breakfast on the side. Bacon, eggs, and a pancake stack all fried. And you know I gotta upgrade my main with the curly fries. You gotta upgrade my main with the curly fries. Upgrade my main, yeah, we could watch the sunrise. We've been up since last night. Hypnotized by the sunshine. We don't usually go outside. Yeah, we could watch the sunrise. We've been up since last night. Hypnotized by the sunshine. We don't usually go outside.
Walking home on the beach during low tide. Joggers passing by. Pocket in a roadie for the ride. Got the pass, got the security on the slide. Even though we had the spotlight,
all eyes on us.
As
So again, another like couple of artists that I really admire and I love what they do. And whilst it's more in the vein of like electronic dance music, I knew that they would put like a completely different spin on the song. And I was really excited that they chose Redux because it's probably like the most slow dubby song, which is very opposite to their usual style. So I was really interested to hear what they'd do with it. They just completely changed up the song, keeping some elements, but they really made it their own.
Hello, it's Amelia from Van Staden and Boom, and we remixed Redux. It was honestly quite daunting because it's such like a beautiful track, and we immediately knew that we were going to shift it up to like 170 BPM. And I think it was quite a challenge at the start getting that kind of more like nebulous kind of gestural flow of like a down tempo track to map onto something that was a bit more like aggressive and percussive. But I think once we got like a loop going that still felt like Redux, I feel like from there it was easy. Well, easy for me anyway, because Maddie did all the excellent vocal stuff on top, which made us kind of putting together the rest of the song pretty straightforward.
Redux.
We are controlling transmission.
I remember when I sent her the EP before it came out. I've known Alia for like 7 years now. And so we always send each other our stuff. And she said, like, right then and there, I want to remix this song. So even before we knew there would be a remixes EP, she had already nabbed that song. So that's how that happened.
So my remix of Verum is pretty simple. It's basically just taking what's already there and extending it so that, and teasing out the really hypnotic, really, really pretty elements. And honestly, I made it because I felt like it needed to exist. When Jess sent me the album, I was completely obsessed with that track. I would listen to it for like 2 hours in a row on repeat. And I kept telling her, like, this is so good, this needs to be at least 3 times longer. So I just made that happen myself, just so I could listen to it over and over. I probably would have made it even if she didn't ask me.
I really love this remix. You know, if it's Liam Casewogs, it's going to be breakbeats, and that's like what I was expecting. He kind of made it a bit more, I guess, like keeping the ambient element of it rather than getting too hectic with it, and that's maybe was the surprising thing for me. Kept a lot of the like original pad sounds and things like that in there, but like put his own spin on it with the breakbeats, and they just, yeah, the two styles work so well together.
What's up? My name is Liam K. Swigs, and I had the absolute privilege of remixing Watching the Sky by Deep State. I really wanted to make a remix that captured the original emotion and elements of the song with a bit of a drawn out 1990s Big Fresh Collective 160 BPM twist. Something that you can get entranced in, stare out the window and daydream kind of feel. I totally enjoyed remixing this cool number by Jess. I'll admit it's a bit of a long burner, but you know, that's just kind of how we do it in Redwood. Peace.
Did like the production side, but then there's Billy and Mikey doing vocals. Yeah, it was a team effort. Again, they were just, I guess, a group that were going to be completely different to anyone else that's on the remixes EP, and they bring a completely different sound and perspective. And yeah, it's possibly one of the remixes that's the most sort of different and like off the track, if that makes sense, from the original song.
This is Damien,
Billy,
and Mikey
from Greco Romac. We remixed the track Fortune.
So it was just really interesting taking what was quite a chill, ambient, beautiful, spacious song that Jess wrote and putting it through the Greco filter, which kind of ended up it being quite sinister.
A lot more emotive and you're broody and emotional than we usually touch in our content.
We tend to make like live, dramatic, energetic, fast stuff, so it was fun to just take the production that was there already, strip it back, and then just pick a few real simple elements and see sort of what happened. And yeah, it was fun. Hope you like it.